That was a little Lake Street Dive with Bad Self Portraits. It is currently 1:04 p.m. You are listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Well, welcome to another episode of Chatting with Molly. We are here Monday afternoon. What a beautiful day it is. I think we're really lucky. It's been so nice out, even though yesterday it kind of snowed and was pretty gross, but the sun is shining today. And it was kind of, Saturday was a weird day because in the morning, it was beautiful. My Frisbee team and I actually were playing outside, some people in short sleeves, beautiful weather. And then that night, it snowed like 4 inches, which is crazy. And some of the snow is still around, and which is pretty, but, you know, we don't really love snow around here. So, yeah, it's a beautiful day. We're going to play some music today because, again, there are no guests. I know. I am just as disappointed as you guys are. I actually had 3 guests lined up today, and they all bailed on me. How rude. They don't respect the show, I guess. It's fine, though. They all had very legitimate reasons. But today, that means we're going to be jamming to some music and, you know, maybe taking some calls. So that was a little Lake Street Dive. We're going to get some more Lake Street Dive because they're a fabulous band and it's just one of those days that I think would fit really well with them. So fun fact about Lake Street Dive, there's 4 members. The lead vocalist is obviously like the leader. She's really supreme to all of them. But the bassist is also pretty cool. She grew up in Iowa City and went to my high school. So that's pretty cool. Okay, so the next song we're going to get is the first song that I heard from Lake Street Dive. I actually discovered this band by those like free songs from Starbucks that we used to have. I don't know if they still do them, but I remember in junior high, we'd go and there'd be like these little cards that had free like scratch off codes for iTunes, and then you'd get a free song. So that was pretty cool. And now I discovered one of my favorite bands. So up next is You Go Down Smooth by Lake Street Dive.
Would it be true to say that I ordered you? Or is it you that ordered me? I could say you are the only one I see, but I can't stop at 2 or 3. And I am afraid to need you so. And I am too sober not to know that you may be my problem, not my love. 'cause you go down smooth.
the sink of blood crushed veneer.
Caller, do we have you? Caller, hello? Caller? Hello, caller, do you hear us?
Yes, we are.
All right, caller, you are live on air. So I wanted to get your name first.
My name is Benji.
Well, hello, Benji. Are you part of any, like, organization or group at a table right now?
Oh, that is exactly where I am. How incredible of you to have known. I am sitting surrounded by the one and only Tufts E-Men Frisbee team.
Oh, that's great to hear. So, did you guys just have practice?
We did just have practice.
How was that?
Mainly outdoors, because it's beautiful outside.
It is
but
beautiful.
But also, it might have been indoors, because rules are.
That's okay. I don't know if any club sports are particularly avid listeners on Chatting with Molly, but
understood.
I'm glad you guys had a good practice. If
thank you.
There's any way you could like eliminate some of the background noise, I think that would be helpful to our listeners. I know that's a pretty hard task. But okay. I understand if that's like not accessible.
How do I do it?
Maybe like take 2 steps away from the rest of the E-Men.
That's a good call. It's happening.
Or people who want to talk can, you know, take the phone and talk. So what's,
I ran away.
Okay, what's at DeWick today? Do you want to tell us about it?
I really do.
Okay.
There's an Indian curry.
Nice.
Let me explain first that I'm a bowl man, meaning I eat everything out of bowls.
Really?
Meaning I combine every food I see.
Okay. Yes, I think so I did that. I did that early on in my dining hall career because it's just so exciting and there's so many things you just want to pile it on.
Exactly.
But then I found that I was honestly less happy with the mix. I think you got to use some restraint and, you know, only pick a few good ones.
I hear you. I have to refute your statement, however.
Okay.
For I believe that with several different types of food in one bowl, you can just get endless flavor combinations. And to be honest, some of them are terrible. Like,
okay.
Truly not good.
Okay.
But it's worth it.
Okay. Yeah, for the versatility, it's worth.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm glad you understand.
Yeah. So is there anyone else at the table that would like to come talk on the phone? Or are you so far away that it's just impossible?
I can go take a... take a peek.
Okay.
And hand you over to Anthony Goss. Anthony Goss wants to... Oh, no. Anthony.
Anthony. Here he is. Great. So, Anthony Goss, welcome to Live Air. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I was about to get a nap.
All right. Naps are good. What's the ideal nap time, in your opinion?
Unsure on the science. But when you wake up and you feel good and you're not super groggy.
Yeah. But I mean, I think that's a different point at each person. I would say for me, that's either like 25 minutes or just a full on like 3 hour and then you feel rejuvenated afterwards. What's your range?
Very true. I would say I have napped during the day on 80% of the school days.
Wow. That's impressive.
It's part of my daily routine.
Daily routine. Wow. So do you, what percent of those naps do you wake up groggy?
Very few.
Okay.
I think I'm a master. I'm a professional.
Wow. So what's your average time, length of the nap?
Between 30 minutes and an hour and a half.
Okay, that's pretty good. And does grogginess depend on what time of the day? So if you're taking like a 10 a.m. nap versus like a 4 p.m. nap, does that kind of matter?
No. On nights that I want to go out, sometimes I take a 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. nap just for that extra boost.
Wow. I feel like if I was in bed at 8 p.m., I would not get out of bed, you know?
Well, I guess we're different.
Yeah.
We have Mr. Nikhil Bhatia-Lin here.
Okay, I'd love to hear from Nikhil.
Okay, here he is.
You're on the radio.
Hey, Molly, how's it going?
It's pretty good. How are you, Nikhil?
Whoa, that's really loud. Hold on, one sec. Why is that so loud?
I'm not sure.
Oh, it's on speaker. Okay.
Okay.
I just won't hold it back. What's up?
You know, just in the studio playing some music. How was your day today, Nikhil?
It's been good. We had a little... We were planning on having a track practice indoors. Then track was in Gantry, so we got to go outside.
Nice.
Which is sweet. It's a beautiful day today. Ran around Bello.
It is a beautiful day.
Little mini.
That's great.
And got myself some DeWick right now.
Nice. So you guys have a tournament coming up sometime, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we have Stanford in a couple of weeks. It's going to be a bunch of fun. Get to go back to the Bay.
Nice.
And, yeah, it should be like beautiful and sunny and all that.
That's great. How close is that from, like, your house?
The fields are, like, 30 minutes from my house.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Are you guys staying at your house?
I'm back a day early with Ronnie. Mm. Yeah. About it.
That's very fun.
Have some fun on Thursday.
Great. What things do you guys have? Any? I guess we're pretty far out, but do you guys have any team goals or, you know, things you're looking forward to?
We talked about that. Yeah. We're trying to just, like, take point by point, not like games. Kind of like slip away at all. Never like really give up, never quit.
Yeah.
And try and just like stay up, keep the energy up.
Yeah.
Get our end zone completion up more specifically.
Yeah. Those sound like great goals. I'm glad you shared those.
Yeah. You want to talk to B. Cole?
Sure. Wait, before, does anyone have any like song requests they want to hear?
Oh, song requests. You want to play I'm on a Boat?
I don't. Does it have any swear words? Because it has to be clean. It definitely does. I think. Well, maybe I could find a clean version.
Oh not clean. can you play Agadoo?
What's Agadoo?
Just Agadoo. Agadoo.
Is that the name of the song or the artist?
Yes, that's the Agadoo. The song. That's the song.
Okay. By the Black Lace?
Yes, by the Black Lace.
Okay. Yeah, I could play that.
Wait, one more thing.
Benji says,
shout out to Rosa and her extraordinary puzzle.
Okay, shout out to Rosa. And for those of you who don't know, Rosa's Frisbee name is Zazu. Obviously, you guys know, but some listeners might not. And she is an avid listener. Well, I don't know avid, but she listened to the show last week. So that's exciting.
Rosa, if you're listening right now,
get working on that, the bridge. Finish the bridge.
Yeah.
Finish the bridge.
Wait, so how many pieces?
She knows.
How many pieces on this puzzle?
How many pieces?
Oh, there are 2,000 pieces.
Wow.
And we're doing it in her incredible mansion in Metcalf.
That's great. All right. Do any other E-men want to come on air or what?
What do you think?
If not, I can play some Agadoo.
Yeah, play some Agadoo. I'll come tune in.
Great. All right.
Great talking to you all.
Yeah, nice talking to you. Thanks, boys. See ya.
Your show is awesome.
Your show is awesome.
Thank you. All right. So that was the lovely Tufts E-man at DeWick. And so up next, by request, we have Agadoo by the Black Lace, I guess.
Agadoo, do, do, push pineapple, shake the tree. Agadoo, do, do, push pineapple, grind coffee. To the left, to the right, jump up and down and to the knees. Come and dance every night, sing with a hula melody. Somewhere in Waikiki, well, she was selling pineapple, playing ukulele. And when I went to the girl, come on and teach me to sway, she laughed and whispered to me, yes, come tonight to the bay. The lovely beach in the sky, the moon of Kauai, around Calypso Sarong, we'll all be singing this song. Agadoo, doo, doo, push pineapple, shake the tree. Agadoo, doo, doo, pineapple, grind coffee. To the left, to the right, jump up and down and to the knees. Come and dance every night, sing with a hula melody. Agadoo, do, do, push pineapple, shake the tree. Agadoo, do, do, push pineapple, grind coffee. To the left, to the right, jump up and down and to the knees. Come and dance every night, sing with a hula melody.
All right. That was a little Agadoo by the Black Lace. And I have to say, that is a bop. I would characterize that. It's, you know, pretty fun. And the Tufts E-Men, the Frisbee team, does love that song. Absolutely loves it. So, you know, I just thought I'd do them a solid and play it for them. And before that, we had a little Skinny Love by Ingrid Michaelson, which is, of course, a cover, which came after Can't Help Falling in Love by Ingrid Michaelson, which is also a cover. First one's a cover of Elvis Presley, and the second is a cover of Bon Iver. Next, we're going to get a little Florence and the Machines. First, her classic Dog Days Are Over. And then we're really on the cover mode, because we're going to get her cover of Stand By Me, which I think is a beautiful rendition of the song, and happens to be my parents' wedding song, so that's pretty fun. All right, so up next we have Dog Days Are Over.
Happiness. Her and the land is dark, and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand now. Stand by me. Stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble to the sea, I won't cry, I won't cry, no, I won't shed a tear, just as long as you stand by.
Right, that was a little Florence and the Machines. And we actually have a caller. So, caller, I'm about to put you on. Let's see if we can figure this out. Caller, are you with us?
I am with you.
Hello. Caller, would you like to tell us your name?
I'm Rosa.
Rosa. And where are you calling in from?
My dorm.
Nice. What dorm is that?
From Metcalf.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
So, how's your day going?
Going pretty good, yeah.
Yeah.
I slept in, which is really nice.
Nice. It's nice to have this Monday off, you know?
Yeah.
It's quite the treat. So, is this your first time on radio?
It is, actually.
Well, welcome. We have a whopping 8 listeners right now. And so that's pretty exciting, your breakout role. And for those of you who are following along, earlier on the program, our original callers gave this caller a shout out. So it's really great that we get to hear from all of our cast of characters today. Also, for those listening, Rose's nickname is Zazu, so from here on out, I will just be calling her Zazu. Zazu, will you tell me about the puzzle you guys were working on?
Yeah. Right now, I just have a bunch of space in my dorm, and Benji, who called in earlier, was like, 1 week, we should put a puzzle in your room. And we got a puzzle in my room, and we've just been working on it during the weekend, and it's really coming along.
That's so fun. What is the puzzle depicting?
It's called The World of Books, and it's basically just a picture of a bunch of different places in the world and, like, books next to them. And it's really cool.
That is cool.
Very pretty, very colorful.
Is it tough in the sense that, like, every space on it has, like, a similar color theme, or are there nice distinct areas?
There's definitely nice distinct areas, but there's a lot of them, so it's hard to keep track of sometimes.
Yeah, that makes sense. Are you a big puzzler? Like, before Benji brought this up, were you really into puzzles?
I really like puzzles. I hadn't really done many of them of recent, but definitely it's growing on me after having this puzzle in my room for a few weeks now.
Yeah, gotta start somewhere. Wait, so do you have a roommate?
I do. Unfortunately, she's not in my room this semester.
Gotcha. But, so that's why you have such a big room. Gotcha. Very cool. So tell us about kind of what type of stuff you do at Tufts and how you're liking your time here.
I mostly do frisbee outside of school.
Nice.
Which is really exciting, especially because you're on the team. and for classes, I really like sciences and stuff, and I've been doing a lot of math, and I really like that.
Very cool. So, what do you think you want to major in eventually?
I'm undecided right now, but it's definitely a process.
Yeah. When you say science, like between physics, chem, and bio, which one do you think you like gravitate towards most?
Probably chem.
Yeah. Me too. Actually, it's a good, I think it involves math in a more straightforward way than physics does.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I really loved chem in high school.
So. Yeah. Very cool. Do you have any, song requests or, faves you want me to put on?
I don't know.
All right, that's fine. Well, if you do, you can can call in again, or you can just let me know through other avenues. The boys requested Agadoo, and I had no idea what song that was, but I blindly trusted them and put it on, and it was like the pineapple song. Do you know the pineapple song?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a ridiculous song. So that was on air thanks to them, but you know, you never know what you're going to get with the E-Man.
It's a banger, though.
Yeah, it is honestly it's a banger. Well, Zazu, thank you so much for calling in and being really number one listener, like so loyal. Really the best. All right. I'll see you later, Zaz.
All right, see ya.
Bye. All right. So let's play some music. And up next, we have, a little bit of things from the Juno soundtrack. So on the soundtrack, there's a song called Anyone Else But You, and it's by like the band who wrote it. But then there's a cover by Michael Cera and the actress who also plays in that movie, who I forget her name, and they sing it, and that's what we're gonna listen to. And it's pretty short, but also wonderful. And then we're gonna listen to Isn't She Lovely, who's originally by Stevie Wonder, but this is a cover by Daniel Padilla. All right, so up next we have Anyone Else But You.
Your part. part-time lover and a full-time friend. The monkey on your back is the latest trend. Don't see what anyone can see in anyone else.
Here is a church and here is a steeple. We sure are cute for two ugly people. Don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
me. Both have shiny happy fits of rage. I want more fans, you want more stage. Don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but me.
Always trying to keep it real.
Kiss you on the brain in the shadow of the train. I kiss you all starry-eyed. My body swing from side to side. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
the pebbles forgive me, the trees forgive me. So why can't you forgive me? I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
That was Isn't She Lovely, a cover by Daniel Padilla. So next we're going to get a little PSA from our friends from the band Cake.
We're John and Vince from the band Cake, and we're fast losing our hearing, and music is our only livelihood, so it really leaves us in a desperate and depressing situation. If we had worn earplugs, if we had been smart, we could have averted this, but now it's pretty much over.
So wear your earplugs, please.
And there you go, people. Wear your earplugs. So up next, we have How Good It Feels by Lake Street Dive. And then we will probably finish off the hour from a little Lilo and Stitch soundtrack, which is very exciting. All right, How Good It Feels.
So much fun on my own, I wanna tell somebody. I'm having so much fun all alone, I wanna let somebody know. How good it feels to be alone,
how good it feels to be alone,
and how good it feels to be alone. I'm having so much fun by myself, I want the whole world to know that I don't need anybody else to row my boat. And how good it feels to have nobody to make conversations with. And how good it feels to have nobody to keep up relations with. How good it feels to be alone.
And that was Hawaiian Coaster Ride from the soundtrack of Lilo and Stitch. So that does it for my show today. It is 1:57 p.m. on this lovely Monday. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. So I will see you guys next week.
One, two, you know what to do.
All right.
Super, get it out of the frame. I shake my leg on the ground like an epileptic battery man. I'm making my move, letting loose like a bell. Little worse for wear, but I'm wearing it well. Tell me, what's wrong with a little grind and bump? When the stereos are rough with the kick, drum, punch. What you do it once, probably do it again and again. You did it before, but you're more at it than them. When you had a rough night, the vibe's just begun. Let a little bit of this pass with its done. Don't let it hold you back, but you're already said. No dead flowers gonna grow till the dirt gets wet.